call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can bring up whatever you want. It's the point of the show. It's Ian joining you tonight.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here tonight talking about secession. And I think I suggested we had this topic a couple days ago. We never got a chance to get to it. So we'll open the show with it here and, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. From strike-the-root.com, a new strategy for liberty, secession in three easy steps. And I think it's time people start talking about this. If they haven't already been talking about it, this should give you something to consider.
They recently took a poll of, I think, the Georgia legislature, the Georgia Senate. 46% of the senators in Georgia are for secession.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I'm
for it, too.
It starts with a quote from the Bible, of all places. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. I can't go in these, he said to Saul, because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. In How David Beats Goliath, Malcolm Gladwell shows that underdogs significantly tip the scales when they refuse to play by Goliath's rules. From that article, quote, the political scientist Ivan Argentoft recently looked at every war fought in the past 200 years between strong and weak combatants. One side was at least 10 times as powerful as its opponent. The Goliaths, he found, won in 71.5% of the cases. Makes sense. What happened? Argentoft wondered when the underdogs acknowledged their weakness and chose an unconventional strategy. In those cases, David's winning percentage went from 28.5% to 63.6%.
So all you have to do to nearly triple your chances of beating Goliath as David, and this isn't just a little bit bigger opponent. This is a whole lot bigger.
This is
the case where, yeah, so you're talking about he's got 100 guys. I've got 10. 9876543021. So I mean, an incredible difference. The only thing I have to do is choose an unconventional style.
Right. You know, like back in the revolutionary days, the way war happened was the guys would line up right in front of one another and just shoot each other. And so some of the revolutionaries back then decided they didn't really want to play that by those rules.
Yeah, they did pretty good until Washington came along and didn't want them to do. They wanted to line up and catch bullets.
So that kind of stuff, right? Unconventional strategies is what we're talking about here. The article focuses also on a junior girls basketball team in Redwood City, California. They were inexperienced, short, and not particularly talented. Their coach, a recent émigré, knew almost nothing of basketball before taking over the team. Having an outsider,
this would make a good movie, whatever is going on here.
Having an outsider's view, the coach didn't understand the conventions of national junior basketball and had his team adopt the unusual strategy of an aggressive full-court press. Week after week, their unique approach changed the parameters of the game and took away natural advantages of their opponents.
What's a full court? I don't even know what a full court press is.
Okay, but it's unusual, apparently.
Well, I've heard of it certainly happening, but it probably doesn't happen in junior league or whatever.
They took away advantages, the natural advantages of their opponents, whose teams were built and trained to play a half-court game. What that defense did for us is we could hide our weaknesses. We could hide the fact that we didn't have good outside shooters. We could hide the fact that we didn't have the tallest lineup, because as long as we played hard on defense, we were getting steals and easy layups. In the battle between...
So they began... I know that essentially you let the opponent get to the midline, and then you start trying to get the ball away from them. So, let's see. Full court press is a basketball term that refers to a defensive style in which the defense applies man-to-man or zone defense to pressure the offensive team the entire length of the court before and after the inbound pass. So instead of defending on
their side.
The half court, they defended on the full court for some reason.
In the battle between libertarians and statists, there is no question who is David and who is Goliath. And there's also no question regarding who continues to win. One more time, David's winning percentages in conflict with Goliath. If David plays by conventional rules, 28.5% success. David acknowledges his weakness and adopts an unconventional strategy, 63.6% success. Now, in part one, which we're not sharing with you tonight, an open letter to Ron Paul supporters, I argue that libertarians have thoroughly tried the conventional strategy, which is, of course, working within their system, politics, etc.
Well,
and it has failed.
Working within their system in some manner or another, I mean, you could still work within their system and try an unconventional style.
I suppose you're right. It's like for instance, string nullification might be an example of that.
Well, you could work that much is true. You could try a different kind of election campaign. Michael Badnarik did something that was unconventional in his campaign. He made a contract with his voters, a real contract, not like the Contract with America. It didn't work. But,
didn't work out.
It didn't work out, and it didn't even get him that many votes.
I'm pretty sure he's talking about not playing in the political game.
The author is.
Yes.
That's true. But you didn't do the study. I didn't do the study. And we don't know exactly what the author of the study itself considered unconventional and what would be considered unconventional. Unconventional is sort of something, to some extent, hindsight-oriented.
So how do we get to that 63.6% success number? According to the research, the first step is to acknowledge our weakness. In the game of electoral politics, where candidates compete for one vote per citizen, our team has a huge and fatal weakness that we rarely acknowledge at all. The statist politician tells corn farmers that he'll score them millions in free money. Our candidate tells them he'll take it away.
Yeah.
The statist politician tells senior citizens he'll pay for their prescription drugs. Our candidate tells them the entitlements are bankrupt. The statist politician leads us to war and finds his campaign coffers full of cash from a few defense contractors who were made rich. Our candidate pushes non-intervention and must hope that enough peaceniks will be impressed to donate a few bucks. The statist politician raises government funds through debt and uses those funds to shower extravagant favors on special interests. Our candidate must hope that people will learn and care enough about the debt burden to vote against it in the face of intense engagement from powerful special interests who stand to gain million-dollar windfalls.
This guy, whoever's writing this article, who's the author on this article?
Author here is Stuart Brown at Strike the Root.
Yeah, it's great.
The statist politician goes to Washington with the understanding that his purpose is to get a piece of the pie for his constituents. Our candidate goes to Washington hoping to shrink the pie as small as it can go. Our candidate usually loses, and in the rare cases when he wins, Ron Paul, he finds that to win again, he too must start bringing home pie, meaning when we win, we lose. But, of course, to Ron Paul's credit, he hasn't really done that, so good for Ron. Just as the rules...
He said that there's a certain amount of compromises he does to work within the system and that kind of thing, so he'll designate earmarks and then vote against them.
Just as the rules of basketball favor those who are tall, strong, and have a good jump shot, the rules of democracy favor those who want to grow the government. For decades, we have been playing by Goliath's rules, the very rules that allowed Goliath to rise to power in the first place. The only way we can play away from our weakness is to get out of the electoral politics game altogether. This brings us to the first step in a new, more unconventional strategy. Step one, stop voting in Washington's elections. If we refuse to participate, we initiate a strategy that plays away from our inherent weakness and also neutralizes Goliath's greatest strength, popular consent. The politician's greatest advantage is the ease with which they can take money from your pocket and promise it to someone else, someone whose vote they need. They're able to do this because, like it or not, they have your consent. Take away that consent and you've chipped away at their advantage.
I just don't believe this at all. That's fine, Stuart. If you don't want to vote, okay. But if you want to vote, okay, because the fact is, voting doesn't give consent whatever to their system in any way. The fact that I voted in the national election, and I didn't, traded away my votes, the fact that I voted in the national election does not mean I've consented to their system any more than getting in a gunfight means that I've consented to die.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, Mark, and I agree with you. However, I think he makes a persuasive point here that basically it's time to stop voting in Washington's elections. He's not saying you should stop voting in New Hampshire.
I don't believe that you necessarily should or shouldn't. I think it's that.
I think he's going to make a pretty persuasive
insignificant
point.
Insignificant. Bring it on.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. If you're for secession, you should not be supporting the Washington elections with your vote. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven, by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial up, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. All the features on our website are free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, are you facing debt problems? With DebtCrisisSolutions.com's programs, there are no more payments to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank account, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money to take care of your family. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123, or visit DebtCrisisSolutions.com. As we continue with the easy three-step plan toward secession. Step one, according to Strike the Root, and Stuart Brown writing the story, step one is to stop voting in Washington's elections. And, of course, he says that removing your vote is a symbol of your removing your consent from the process. Now, Mark, you argue, and I think rightly so, that by voting you are not necessarily consenting to the process. You aren't consenting to be ruled. You may be voting for self-defensive purposes to try to minimize the amount of harm done. And I agree with you there for those who feel they should vote in the elections. However, I think I've come to the conclusion after reading this article that I agree with Stuart Brown.
Well, let's read the article out loud here and hear the reasons that he claims before, you know, you go and tell us what you've decided.
Okay. Well, anyway, he says, you can send to this madness every time you pay Washington's taxes or comply with one of their illegitimate laws. And yes, none of us can safely stop complying with all the federal laws, but we can certainly tell the world that we intend to try. We can also take a simple legal action toward that end by staying away on election day and making some noise about our choice to do so, which I think that particular viewpoint differs from the normal stop voting thing that people will, many voluntarists will suggest, and that is that instead of just not voting, you actually talk about why it is you aren't voting. And that's what he says here.
Would you suggest for Christians that they not only should they believe that Jesus is coming back, but hold up signs letting people know on, you know.
I'm not sure how that's even relevant to this.
You're nuts. Stand outside with a placard telling everybody you're not voting and why. You look like a lunatic.
I'm not sure if that's what he's suggesting, but you can do that if you want, Mark. He's just saying make some noise about it. Choosing not to vote, telling your friends and family why you made that choice, announcing on the internet and at large that you deny Washington's legitimacy is a much, much more powerful statement than vote for my guy.
I agree with that. I will agree that it is more powerful to, say, post on a message board where two or three or five people might read it and say to them, I reject Washington's legitimacy. I, however, do not believe that one has to choose not to vote in order to do that.
Choosing to abstain from Washington's elections, not because you don't like the candidates, but because you don't believe in the system, is an act of secession. And the idea of secession loses some of its radical fringe when people around the country, regular people, start doing it. Heck, the idea of secession is losing its radical fringe already. Last month, Cato Unbound hosted a conversation about starting from scratch, kicked it off with an essay by Patry Friedman encouraging libertarians to colonize the ocean. Later, Jason Sorens, founder of the Free State Project, chimed in and outlined the growing success of the movement he started, which we are members of. Peter Thiel, creator of PayPal and one of the richest men in the world, wrote his own entry saying this, I stand against confiscatory taxes, totalitarian collectives, and the ideology of the inevitability of the death of every individual. But I must confess that over the last two decades, I've changed radically on the question of how to achieve these goals. More importantly, I no longer believe that freedom and democracy are compatible. The Cato Unbound conversation made secession the topic of choice in the libertarian blogosphere last month. And libertarians aren't the only ones buzzing about this topic. After Rick Perry's now famous secession remarks that he was pushed into saying by a crowd chanting secede, a poll of Texas GOP members found them evenly divided on whether Texas should drop out of the union. Since then, a new poll shows 43% of Republicans in Georgia would prefer their state be independent of the USA.
Now,
in Montana, a state sovereignty resolution included strong language about the rights of Montana to consider its contract with the USA broken. One of the resolution's authors said of secession, quote, that is the big stick in the room that we have to occasionally display, unquote. And even the big names in Republican talk radio are getting in on this. He then cites Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, and of course Ron Paul himself. Ron Paul saying that Perry really stirred some of the liberal media when they started screaming about what's going on here. This is un-American. I heard one individual say this is treasonous to even talk about it. Well, they don't know their history very well because when you think about it, it's very American to talk about secession. That's how we came in being. 13 colonies seceded from the British and established a new country. So secession is a very much American principle. What about all the strong endorsements we've given in the past decade or two to all the republics that seceded from the Soviet system? We were delighted about it. Imagine if this conversation continues to pick up steam. Imagine if more big names got on board. Imagine if, by this time next year, a million people across the country gather for a second round of tea parties, but don't aim to reform Washington, but rather announce their intent to leave it. It isn't much of a stretch. 6 months ago, secession was a pipe dream. Now it's a topic of conversation, and we haven't even tried to push the issue yet. Some of you might protest that last sentence. Some of you have been pushing secession all your life. Good job to you. Keep it up. But the vast majority of Americans who want smaller government are trying to accomplish it from within the system. It is to those Americans I speak. We need you to stop banging your head against the door and start trying to open it. Whether it be seasteading, free stating, Cambrian exploding, panarchy chasing, or just good old fashioned seceding, if we fully abandon our strategy of getting in and instead focus all that wasted energy on dropping out, we'll be playing our own game rather than Goliath's. It starts with not voting, but it doesn't stop there. What if all the money and effort in the past went toward political campaigns instead went toward a true secessionist effort? What if all the volunteers who canvassed for Ron Paul in 2008 instead set up alternate voting stations on election day where people didn't go to cast a vote for office, but went to be counted as one who wanted to secede? What if the door hangers, mailbox stuffers, YouTube videos, money bombs, and passionate support that once went to a candidate instead went to the idea of abandoning Washington? What if an organization like the Campaign for Liberty was repurposed so that instead of being yet another voice in the already large choir spreading the free market gospel, it became our mainstream mouthpiece on behalf of dropping out? Now, I don't think the Campaign for Liberty is going to do that anytime soon, but it's a nice idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
I think you'd be better off starting your own organization and going that direction. He says, what if we made enough noise about our desire to be done with Washington that we made the politicians nervous about what might happen? At this point, it wouldn't be that hard to get the politicians scared. In addition to playing away from their own weaknesses, successful Davids also attack Goliath where he's weak. And right now, Goliath is exceptionally weak. In addition to the massive burden, tax burden, that we've always paid, each one of us is also on the hook for about $200,000 in future debt.
It was a quarter mil.
Yeah, it was, some people said over $300,000.
Yeah. My son, Jack... owes $250,000.
Well,
probably
he doesn't owe that because he never consented to it, but that's what they say.
He's going to probably likely end up paying it.
It was this explosion of new debt more than anything else that caused growing anger at government to boil over into last month's tea parties, where 500,000 Americans gathered to scream, who is going to pay for this? Secessionists are the only ones with a viable answer to that question. Secessionists can answer, not me. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on secession? Two steps remain. We'll take your calls about anything as well here. We might break this up over a couple hours. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Unicure skin and hair conditioner. I've been using it for, more than a year now, and I'm wearing it right now. I use it every single day. I've paid for it on my own, and now we're lucky enough that they're sponsoring the show. It's Unicure's hair and skin conditioner. If you've got sensitive skin that's sensitive to dyes or fragrances, or you just don't like, you know, smelling like food or flowers after putting on hair conditioner, Unicure is a good choice for you. Unicure.com, 888-UNICURE, unicure.com.
All right, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to come back to the three easy steps to secession. But first, let's go to your phone call. Cheryl is on the line in South Carolina. Cheryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Cheryl?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the air.
Thank you.
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, it's CPS first, corruption CPS.
Mm-hmm.
Our group, Abuse Freedom, has been fighting for months and months to get information and get letters written to the president.
President of the United States?
Yes. We were told, fictitiously so, not knowing that until today, that one of his aides told him, pretended to be the president and gave us instructions on how to do this. We sent this out to thousands and thousands. There have been thousands
What is this? You say you
sent letters
this
that have been sent to the president about their stories with CPS abuse. Horrible stories, along with all of their documents.
There are so many stories, and they are horrific. We've heard a number of them over the years on this program. They're normally CPS is normally a state agency. So what is it that you're expecting the president to do?
Well, that's what I was given this information, I thought maybe there was some way that he wanted to have proof and investigate it. You know, get in there and start investigating all of this, because you can't get anything done state to state. There's too much corruption within
the... So you believe that you can get something done at the federal level, but
well,
you don't believe you can do it at the state level?
There was a hope that maybe something could be done. And
do you
at
still
this
have
point,
hope?
You would do almost anything. But why in the world won't the news media pick up on some of these stories? I mean, there's too many of them.
Well, that may be one of the reasons why, just because there are so many horrific stories, it's just unfortunately not newsworthy.
To some extent, it's all sullied, and what you're asking the news media to do, and I'm not saying that that this is wrong. I think that they should look into this, but they generally don't. What you're asking the news media to do is to turn on their cop buddies who give them stories, to turn on their government people who give them stories, to bite the hand that, in fact, feeds them.
Well, of course, you know, even the pharmaceutical companies are in on it. They sell the children into sex slavery. They put them in these foster homes where they're put in closets and starved to death. They're selling them. They get $5,000 to $6,000 each time they take a child out of a home.
Now, a number of
they
news
get
agencies...
another $5,000 or $6,000 each time they put it in to a foster home, or if they adopt it out, on top of all the block grants they're already getting.
Now, I've heard these claims before, Cheryl, and my question is, how come CPS doesn't take every child that they come in contact with them?
They do.
No, they don't.
Oh, if the child has been really beaten, they'll leave it there, just like the little Kelsey Briggs girl
that
was 2 years old, and they left her there with two broken legs, a broken arm, her face and body beaten and bruised, and they left her in there for the mother and the boyfriend to finish killing until a hearse came and picked the child up.
Oh, gosh. You know, sometimes the CPS agents themselves are the perverts and the sickos. Now, we have seen these stories over the years, so there are obviously news agencies out there covering them. Are they covering every single one of them? Probably not.
No,
they probably don't know.
They're not covering even. There are so many thousands of people that I have personally talked to. I've worn 3 sets of phones out. I have got emails, thousands and thousands. I've spoken to Pam Roach about it. She was supposed to send in boxes of files.
I'm not sure who that is, but here's my question for you, Cheryl. I don't want to rain on your parade or anything like that. But
it's
not my
parade. I never had anything to do with CPS, except that I started when I was doing research a few years ago.
I share your frustration. I share your outrage, but I don't know if
I am really angry because our babies. Our babies here in the United States are being sold like...
When are you going to get angry enough to stop paying them? That's my question.
Well, you know, if it were up to me, I'd stop all my tax dollars now. I'm a little old.
Why isn't it up to you?
I've tried to think of different ways to stop them. Do you have a suggestion?
My only suggestion is that people that are concerned about these issues, stop paying these people. Stop paying the state government people the money that they are demanding from you, because I don't think there's any amount of begging the federal government or begging the state governments to behave in a humane fashion that's going to work. I mean, governments by their nature are forceful entities. They have a monopoly on coercive violence, and they aren't afraid to use it in whatever way that will benefit them the most. These CPS agencies do get paid for every money for every child that they take in, and you're absolutely right about every single thing you say, and it is outrageous. So many people are upset about it, but no one really seems to be sure what to do. They'll try to go and run their own candidates in the race, and of course they're up against the incumbents, and incumbents win 90-something% of the time, so that's a pretty pointless effort. Begging has really never resulted in anything significant happening with the government, so I think that it's time that people who are really really frustrated and upset actually go ahead and put their money where their mouths are and stop paying. I think that's the best thing that you can do. Maybe that's a terrible idea.
But money doesn't just go to that. There's schools.
That's where they got you then, isn't it? See?
Yeah,
so now you're screwed, aren't you?
Do you suggest an uprising against CPS?
I suggest you keep your money, and if you want to send the money to the schools, then cut them a check separately from the rest of it. I personally would not send money to government schools because I don't agree with what they do there. But I see where you're coming from, and that you're concerned that they take this big chunk and then they use some of that money that you've given them on something that you might agree with, and then a whole bunch of that money is going to things that you might disagree with.
Well, honestly, everything that you look at, you'll find that the government does the same thing as they're doing at CPS in that area too. You know, they sell the idea that they're educating the kids in the public school. However, since World War II, we've diminished from the most educated nation on the planet
to the
40 something.
I agree with you.
I mean, you know, in fact, we should get rid of the Department of Education, and likely we should get rid of public schools entirely and turn them over to the free market and let the free market handle it. And that likely would educate our kids better.
Unfortunately, there are so many children that will not be allowed or won't be able to go to school if we do that.
Really?
The parents don't have the money to send them to a private school.
Well, you're talking about a welfare issue here, not and remember, that's what they've done with public schools, is they've turned them into middle class welfare. And so, I mean, if we were even if we were just talking about a welfare issue, it would still be a fraction of what we're spending on public schools, even if we gave scholarships to kids that were in the lowest 10% or something like that. However, you'll notice that the free market has a tendency to be able to provide people who are in the lowest brackets still. I mean, there's cars for poor people out there. There are hamburgers for poor people. There's housing for poor people. Yes, is it as good as the housing that's for rich people? No, it's not.
It keeps the rain out.
But that's how it is now. The poor people still get the crappiest
schools.
We're
getting off of the real subject here. How can we get this stopped today?
You can't.
There will be thousands of children
you
that will be taken out of perfectly good homes.
I understand where you're coming from, Cheryl. Thank you for the call. I share the frustration.
Yep.
But until you're ready to put something on the line, until you're ready to take a risk and stop paying these
big risk
thugs, these gangs, it's not a big risk if everyone takes it. Then what are they going to do? If a whole bunch of people just stop paying taxes, they can't put everybody in jail. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. But it takes courage.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On your feet! I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acolablue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acolablue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acolablue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Freetalklive.com. By the way, if you like the website, you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, dozens of categories, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of items. And you can even buy used. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, that's the way to go. Amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter through that link, we will get a cut. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Rusty in Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to talk a little bit about what you was talking about, immigration.
We haven't talked about immigration here tonight, but you're welcome to talk about it. Go ahead.
Right. It also has to do with progress, too. And recidivism. You ever heard the term today's outlaw is tomorrow's hero, and tomorrow's hero is today's outlaw?
I've never heard that. No,
no, but I have heard that right. When freedom is outlawed, only outlaws will have freedom.
Right, right. Well, the boat, right, came first to the United States of America before it was the United States. And the Indians, right, they tried to stop the boat, which was the 13 colonies, right? Well, the boat ended up, they, through technology, ended up creating the steam engine, right? And they put it on the boat, and it kept going, and it kept going. Well, the boat eventually turned into the train. And each one of these times that it all changed, they all had an outlaw because the outlaw wanted to stop the progress that was coming through. And so once the train came, they had something called Jesse James. And it wasn't that Jesse James was necessarily a bad man. He just didn't want to have the train stealing what he had because he wanted to keep his land.
The train was stealing.
I think
what
Jesse James was just a robber.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he did it for different reasons than just robbing.
I'm sorry?
He did it for different reasons than just being a thief.
That's not my understanding, but okay.
Okay. So the train, right, it eventually turned into the automobile. And the automobile, it blew through the whole world and it ran everybody's land over. And you had the outlaws. That's where you get the Dukes of Hazzard, like Bo and Luke Duke, how they're outlaws.
What are you talking about?
No, just listen to me. And the progress, okay? So the car, it ran everybody over to where you couldn't keep your land anymore because they had to take your land to build highways and roads. Okay?
All right.
And eventually, the automobile...
Go ahead.
Okay. Eventually, the automobile, it turned into the airplane. And the airplane, it went round and around and around. And it said, what comes around goes around.
This is one of the most bizarre phone calls right. I've ever received.
And so you have the same guy, right? You have the Muslim, right? He stands up. He wraps his face with his turban. He stands up because nobody rides trains no more. They ride the Airbus. Basically, the train took off and started flying. And so the Muslim.
What are you talking about?
The Muslim puts his turban on like Jesse James, covers up his face, just like Moses did whenever he left the Egypt, and he says, Allah Akbar.
And what does this have to do with immigration and Indians?
You cannot stop technology because technology moves so fast that you cannot no longer call your land your own land. Because through the train, the boat, the airplane, and the automobile, I can be from here to the other side of the world in a blink of an eye.
What's that have to do with property ownership?
Really, your land ain't your land no more.
Well, it's not because there's a car. I don't think you're drawing the correct conclusions here, and I'm not sure how you even got to where you are. Your land isn't your land, not because there are cars and trains and planes out there, but because there are men and women calling themselves the government who will take it away from you if you don't obey their every diktat. That's the reason. They're the bandits. They're the ones that are stealing from people and causing trouble, and they've been doing it ever since there were boats and planes and trains, and you know, all along, as long as there have been people calling themselves government, they've been stealing from people. I still don't really know where it is you're trying to go with all this.
You remember in the sci-fi movie Star Trek how they get in the transporter room and they can just blink themselves to another side of the universe?
Yeah.
I'm interested in who's going to hijack that.
How can you sit there and say the United States is yours whenever the whole world goes 24/7 and there's no time zones?
Are you some kind of Luddite?
There is no, but the United States isn't mine.
I've never said that it was mine. I don't want the United States.
Well, he's calling based on my house, some other show or something.
What I'm trying to say is that through technology, men can no longer stay in one place and go, this is mine.
Sure you
because
can. You can stay in one place as long as you want.
People go all over the world 24 hours a day. You see, because
so
you
what?
Live in a 9
Are
to
you
5
bemoaning
world,
that? Are you, you bemoaning the fact that people can travel?
Right. You live in a 9 to 5 world. I live in a 24 hour a day, 7 days a week world because the airplane moves so fast.
Are you going to start talking about a time cube next? I mean, what?
I can be from here to London in 8 hours.
Good for you.
There's no more 9 to 5.
So what? Are you? I don't understand. Are you complaining about this?
People are traveling so fast that you don't know who's coming in and out of your land to call them an illegal immigrant.
I don't believe in illegal people. I think that people are people, and that's that.
Right. Well, I'm just trying to tell
you that
you cannot beat technology.
I'm not trying to be technology. I embrace technology. I like change. I like being able to travel from one point to another and get there relatively easily. I like all of these things that you're talking about here, and it sounds to me like you're complaining about it. Are you or are you
not? I'm complaining that the people that go don't allow this man or that man to come here got lost in time because I'm already overseas forever. And I was in the military. I've done left my borders.
How do you even understand what he's saying?
He's just
the world
has become too technologically advanced.
He's a Luddite.
He's not.
No?
You're absolutely not getting what he's saying.
No, I'm not
He's
at
saying
all.
The world is too technologically advanced for nations to make people, to make it impossible for people to come across the borders with just, you know, passing little rules. That's all.
So that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
That's getting more difficult for borders to exist.
People that cannot keep up with the technology, they're called stupid and they're called dumb and they're called hicks because they couldn't keep up. You see?
Well, okay. They're Luddites, people that aren't interested in technology. They don't want to see change happen. I don't know if that necessarily makes them stupid. I think it means that they're stuck in the mud, basically.
The whole point of my call is that
yes, please.
Technology beat borders a long time ago.
Thank goodness. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I still can't figure out if he was bemoaning that or just making an observation.
I'm overseas forever, man.
This is one of the most bizarre calls of all time.
I understood completely what he was saying.
Something's wrong with you. Maybe it's because you're a Luddite. Maybe it's because you have trouble with email and things like that.
He was only saying that you can't stop progress.
Good. And you're a fool to try. 1-800-259-9231, and I hope that he's right, that progress will break down borders, and that eventually we won't have silly concepts like national borders or nations or anything like that. I hope that eventually we progress to that point, and I think that we are.
I think that was a great call, and it's unfortunate that he's likely not listening to the show because he thinks he seemed to have been calling in on some other issue. Show.
Let's talk to Cameron in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Cameron.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
What's on your mind tonight?
Two things. First of all, Ian, I was one of the Facebook friends that you got rid of.
Uh-oh. Were you offended?
Here you go. It's time for the scoring.
But I've never actually met you, so I kind of understand why you did it.
Okay, good enough. What's on your mind tonight?
Second of all, I'm really interested in, podcasting and internet radio. I have a blog that I keep, not really about anything in particular. I do some political type stuff. I do some sports stuff, just whatever comes to my mind. But I've been interested in podcasting. I'm wondering, how does one go about... starting a podcast, like is there free software that somebody can use and like a free place that you can post it? How do you do that?
I believe there is free software out there. I think that you probably should start over at podcastalley.com. I believe they have a basic how to get started kind of guide. That'll point you to the software that might be of assistance.
They have a great guide there.
Yep.
I mean, there are probably other places. I just happen to know that Podcast Alley will tell you.
Which, by the way, reminds me that it is voting time, and we do need you to go and vote for Free Talk Live at vote.freetalklive.com. You'll also find podcast hosting websites that will host your podcast for free. You'll need to get some equipment, microphone, maybe a mixer or something like that. You can get that over at Broadcast Supply World. That's BSWUSA.com. They've got some preset podcasting packages. You can just grab a package, and you don't need anything else. So that should get you started. Thanks for the call. Good luck out there. Have fun with it. 800-259-9231. And keep it up. Hour 2's coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.